This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
One team at the professional level in this town wins on a regular basis. Now, I could say the Vikings because I saw the Pro Football Focus note where, since 1990, no team has started 5-0 more than the Minnesota Vikings. Well, that sounds good, right? Except they haven't won a Super Bowl, and they haven't been to a Super Bowl during that time. And of the six teams who did not make it to the playoffs when they started 5-0, you got it. The Vikings, twice. The one team, the Lynx. That's all that happens. You know, you had the one dynasty. And what is incredibly hard with dynasties and when players are near the end of their careers to still win. And that group, that core group, one at the end. Is there still one that they want back? Yeah. but when you go on a regular basis, you're not going to get everyone. And Cheryl Reeve, let's go back, Dave Harrigan, to the start of last year when they started terribly. And a few of us were saying, Caitlin Clark, Angel Reese, thinking Angel might be top. And also at the time, you didn't know if Beckers was going to go back to Connecticut for a year. Well, then they recovered last year. They make some shrewd signings. And what do they do this year? They're probably, they're the surprise team of the league. They go to the space. They go to the pace. They shoot so much better. And guess what? They're going to their seventh WNBA Finals. And somebody who is a part of all of them, including at Target Center last night, is our friend Lindsey Whalen. Lindsey's here on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Hello, how are you?
Good, sorry I'm late.
That's okay. There'll be a fine. There'll be a significant punishment. I will have my dues for 2025 at Northland sent over to your family. So thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
That works.
And I'd like
I got talking with Kelly Curry. We're actually talking some golf, and we were chit-chatting about just the game last night, things like that. We kind of got going. So I am now.
We're about to chit-chat about the same thing. I thought it was very notable that when Nafisa Collier and the team win, that the star player comes over and hugs who? Hugs you in your seat, and then afterwards talked about how she values your friendship and your mentorship with conversations and texts. Can you expand on that a little bit for us?
Well, I'll tell you what she didn't value was my beer because she spilt it when she came over and gave me that hug.
By the way, a couple texters were wondering what kind of beer was Whalen consuming. What is your beer
Stella.
Of choice? Stella?
Stella?
I like Stella.
Stella.
I think Stella's solid.
Stella.
Yeah, very nice.
Right. Yeah, Stella. Yeah, Stella is my go-to, and I'm joking, but she caught me. coming very by surprise. I was getting ready to go and kind of head out, and that was just obviously very nice. I mean, I just have really, really enjoy obviously watching her play, and I just think, you know, what she's done and how she's been able to, you know, carry a lot of the load, you know, through the last few years. You know, I just think it's been great. Kind of like you touched on just before I, you know, you plugged me in, was just that the end of that, our run, the end of our dynasty. And she did get to play with Syl. So she, yep, she got to kind of see how she handled herself and how Syl, you know, Hall of Famer handled herself. But just now what she's done and to reach this point after the building that, just, yeah, you just got to be so proud. She just seems like, you know, I don't know her well. I text her, like I said, just a lot of, try, you know, encouraging and things like that. But you got to just be so proud of how she handles herself. And just, man, she's so good. It's just, she's playing incredible. She has a chance to be just an all-time great. And, you know, it's just fun to watch her work.
You know who's not respecting this segment right now is our pal Jim Pete. He's texting me right now about possibly playing golf. Shouldn't he be listening to this segment and learning something about basketball instead of trying to see if I can play golf this afternoon?
Well, yeah, I mean, he's got to lock in on the Timberwolves preseason, you know, get ready for that season too. And he should, and I agree, he should be listening. He knows the time your show is.
Yeah.
And I just got to say, you deserve a lot more respect.
Yeah. Although I do text him incessantly during Wolves games. Just as sometimes.
I do too. It's the best.
Just sometimes to get him going. And, yeah, and I'll just bring up just utterly ridiculous topics, and then he'll start swearing at me going, I'm bleeping working. You're watching on your couch while having wine. I'm like, yeah, that's exactly right. That is exactly right.
Sometimes you need to spice it up on a road game, and, you know, at Atlanta in the middle of December. It's like, if the game's not great, you need to, you know, try to get Jim P going. That's kind of fun.
Well, it's even better to me when it's like a Sacramento game. Especially when Sacramento wasn't that good and it's like an overtime and I know him well enough where he really wants the game to end. And yeah,
so we can go to dinner.
Right. We both live that life. Well, in this case, he's flying back and I'll text him and go, yeah, I'm going to bed in 5 minutes. You'll be home in 5 hours. So he really does appreciate that. Okay. Let's talk about Collier here again. And then I want to get to more topics. She is the sixth pick in her draft, right? She is now the second best player in the WNBA, according to the voting. She received 66 of the 67 votes to be MVP. She's defensive player of the year. She is versatile. She can be the fulcrum of scoring. She can also have games where she is a facilitator, right? So how did she turn from the sixth pick in the draft, which is nice, that's a hell of an accomplishment, I'm not trying to downplay it, to the second best player in the game? Because that's a big leap.
Well, I think first we need to go back and look at that draft and see who was drafted out of her, because I think obviously she's playing like she probably should have been. Now, I don't remember, honestly, so no disrespect to those players, but she's clearly, you know, ascended to be at the top of that class. And it was, you know, obviously Asia was the unanimous MVP, but I mean, if it wasn't for her having that, you know, incredible season, historic, probably best statistically season ever in the WNBA, I mean, the MVP would have been Fee, and that's something that her, the style, the amount of things that she does, like you said, like filling the stat sheets, the way she impacts the game, not only with scoring, if she's having maybe an off shooting night, there's still so many things she does. That MVP is certainly in her future should she keep, you know, going and keep improving and things. So, I think she had that skill set. So you just got to look back and think, you know, gosh, what a great draft for the Lynx, obviously, to get her.
Right.
And UConn, it's what it is. They have, you know, kind of a pro-ready system. A lot of like what now – you know, Don has done in South Carolina, where these players kind of come in and they, they know this is, these are the expectations. I think Gino does a great job preparing his players. And, you know, when you're at UConn, you have players like Diana and Sue. And for her, probably a little closer was like Tina Charles and Maya Moore, who are MVP caliber players that you can look up to. And
more similar to her style. A little bit.
Yeah, yeah. And so I just think that, and just she was ready right off the bat. She went through, obviously, she played in COVID and, you know, missed 1 year with her pregnancy, or most of a year. And I just think, gosh, the work, there's just so much work that she does. You know, and the thing I love about her is she's not posted it on social media like, oh, you know, this workout, these moves. You just know she's doing it because of the results on the floor, you know? And it's just like, she's kind of a throwback in that.
God.
She's a little bit of a throwback. Like, she has her style and some social media presence, but we're not seeing all those workouts, but you know she's doing the work because we're seeing the results.
Thank you for saying that, because, again, I thoroughly, thoroughly enjoy social media. But everybody who has to, I'm working out. Everybody who's that great is working out. We got it.
Clearly, yeah. Exactly.
You don't reach that level without great talent, intelligence, and work ethic. Hang on. The great Hall of Famer Lindsey Whalen is with a short pause. Right back with Lindsey in moments here on CCO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
All right, we got to get to a couple other topics before we get back to the links. Harrigan is going at both of us off air, Whalen, suggesting we're overplaying Stella. Now, I'm not saying it's my favorite, but I enjoy Stella. Now, I don't drink as much beer as I used to. I've become a cocktail or wine person. I have. That doesn't mean I don't enjoy beer. But I don't think Lindsey was saying I'd give my life for the Stella. You should listen to Harrigan. Go ahead.
Well, I think Stella is a fine beer. It's not terrible. It's not the best. It's an average beer. But I think both you two, Lindsey and Chad, I think you're a little mesmerized by the gold foil. I think you see the foil and you say, oh, it's got to be classy. That's for me.
Yeah. You want to respond to that? This fool? What do you say?
Well, listen. It's probably, for me, it probably is a top, I'd say maybe two or three beer for me, actually. Yeah.
So it is the foil.
Wrap the foil around a Budweiser, and oh, that would be right at the top of the list, too.
It's the foil. Well, have you ever heard of anybody named David Beckham and his commercials? I mean, he endorses Stella.
Is he okay?
He's going to be good.
I mean, I'm looking at him. Well, he doesn't look like Beckham, I can assure you that.
Well,
it's you.
Let me tell you this. It was... what was there?
Yes,
it was easy. It was available.
That's it.
And
okay.
I went with my best friend from high school, and we had a little dinner, and it was time. You know, at the game, I was like, I don't know. I kind of just, not that I panicked.
You're into the game.
I was like, yeah.
Dave thinks he has to have 74 beer selections. I mean, Whalen was into the game. Your snobbery is getting old. By the way, where'd you have dinner?
Oh, FEMA's downtown. FEMA's.
Yeah, excellent. David is he is
phenomenal.
Yeah,
we went to FEMA's.
Head over to Mesa Margot also. That's tremendous from David. Here's another one. I play golf with this guy through a friend, and he belongs to a hoity-toity golf course in Idaho, and out of nowhere, he just pocket-dialed me. And we have not talked since we played golf at one time. But I was reminded again when he pocket dialed me, I could call this guy for golf. So I only listened to a little bit. What is your policy when someone pocket dials you, either live or voicemail? Do you listen for a little bit? Do you listen the whole thing? And am I right now to call this guy back? Dennis, missed you. What about some fall golf? Is that too much?
Yeah, that's what you do. No, yeah. That's what you do.
Yes.
Exactly. That gives you the in to now ask to go play his course or get you on a course for sure. No, I it doesn't happen to me very often, like pocket dials, but I'll if it goes to voicemail, yeah, you just listen for a few seconds or by like the fourth hello.
Yeah.
I typically am like, oh, and then that person, oh, that's all right. I didn't mean to call you.
Yeah.
It's
normally not they're getting ready to rob a bank, you know, or something that exciting. It's kind of dull. Okay, let's get back to the club here. The fact that this team plays so different from how your core played, what kind of testament is that to Cheryl Reeve and how it wasn't, this is it? This is my style versus accommodating to the way the game is going, the way the players she could get, and how she thought this team could have the most success the way the league is being played right now.
Yeah, I think it's, you know, every coach will say, oh, we're gonna play to the personnel. We're going to play to the personnel. And that's what every great coach or every coach aspires to do. But it's really cool when you see a coach execute it like several times throughout her career and actually do it, because it's one thing obviously to say it. It's another thing to be, you know, obviously she has a standard and she holds that standard, but to like change her style and to change the way, because now, like you said earlier, it's all space and, you know, a lot of five out, a lot of threes. I mean, you look at our starting lineup, I mean, you'd be comfortable with every player on the floor taking an open three at any time, and including a few of the bench players. And so, it's like I said, it's one thing to say, and every coach, because I said the same thing when I took over at the U of M. I was like, this is how I'm just going to see what my personnel, you know, does.
Mm-hmm.
Well, she's actually done it, and she's done it really well and very successfully. And here she is back in the finals. And so, you know, I think, you know, you saw her last night. I think just the smile she had on her face, I hadn't seen that. You can just tell how proud she is of her team and how proud. Because, I mean, there's got to be a lot of people that are like, well, you know, can she do it again with a different set of players? She had, you know, how many Hall of Famers? And,
sure.
You know, obviously that's true, but I think it's got to be really – and I you can just tell she really loves this group. And I'm excited for the finals. I'll be there tomorrow night. I'll be in New York watching tomorrow night. I'm excited, and so it's just fun to see that group, how much they come together.
Before we get to New York, we had the report. I personally feel like we should have more about it, but the report came out after game one that Cheryl got into it with some Sun personnel. I'm assuming that doesn't surprise you, knowing her as well as you know her.
Well, I noticed in game four that there was towards the end of the game that there was some back and forth after I think Alyssa Thomas made a couple of tough baskets, and she said something to the bench, and I you know, obviously I wasn't, if, you know, I wasn't gonna be like, hey, what happened? But no, not surprising, because she's the most competitive person I've met, and so, yeah, she's going to stand up for, you know, whatever she – and I have no idea about it. I just – like I said, I just from my two eyes watching that game on Sunday.
That was tough.
Yeah, you could just see. And and it's just – you know, and I played – obviously I played for Connecticut, and I love their leadership over there. And I think Jen has done a great job. And obviously I have a lot of respect for, you know, Stephanie. But yeah, you know, that's a group of players that, you know, they're edgy. We'll just say that. And they were like that towards the end of, you know, our run as well. So
The nickname's kind of weak, though, right?
It's fun to get that win, for sure.
What about the nickname?
What's that?
The nickname? Kind of a weak nickname.
What's that?
Sun. I mean, I get it. Mohegan Sun. I got it.
Yeah, Mohegan Sun.
Yeah. Harrigan, go ahead. Harrigan, he's got an opinion and everything. Go ahead.
Well, they could do better.
Of the universe.
They could do better. It's not good for the Phoenix Suns. And, I mean, it's already failed once. We're going to double down and take off the S.
Yeah, the Phoenix Suns. Have they shut down? Did I miss when
That's a bad name.
Jupiter? What other?
What?
Yeah, what else? Pluto? I mean, you probably didn't like Pluto. That's why it's no longer a planet. Is that what you're
like
telling?
Pluto the dog.
Yeah.
I think it's a great name because that area has so much pride in their in the area, the Uncasville and the Native American tribe. It's just they have so much Dave. Pride that I think it's a great nickname.
Yeah, he has nothing.
He is Dave.
He has
first
nothing.
Now
literally,
the nickname of the Connecticut Sun.
Nothing to say now. Okay, these teams matched up multiple times during the season. Lynx had some success. You have stars on both teams. If the Lynx are going to win this and win another championship, give me a couple things that need to happen. Starting as soon as tomorrow night, you're going Barclays, Lynx, and Liberty.
Yeah, I wish we were playing on Friday. I wish we had one more day, but it's what it is. You know, obviously their team's in a really good rhythm. Seems kind of quick to start the finals 2 days later, but, you know, I'm not in charge, so it's what it is. But,
TV.
You know, obviously
Just TV, right?
Yeah, probably. Yeah, no, you're probably right. But, yeah, I just feel like obviously the team's there probably by now, and hopefully they'll, you know, get their feet up and get to rest a little bit. But Fee Stewie, obviously that's the marquee matchup.
Yep.
And then I think, you know, one thing that's been really good for our team has been our bench. And, you know, obviously, you know, 3-point shooting is going to be huge. I think whoever's going to guard this rookie for Phoenix, or I think number 13, Felish, I don't know. She's a rookie. She is so good. And she's 6'4". And so they kind of have two Stewies out there that are just rangy and long. And so, you know, I don't know, just, you know, obviously they're going to all, you know, matrix will kind of change and you take whoever in transition, but I think we got to keep her, you know, under control. We can't let Enescu get going from deep. Can't let that happen. You know, the Aces seem to have a lot of trouble, especially in game four with Courtney Vandersloot in the ball screen. I think they were so concerned with Stewie popping back or that Felish kid popping back that they just were, I don't know what they were doing, but it's like Courtney Vandersloot just kind of had a field day in the ball screen. So, you know, ball screen coverage. To me, it's defense. Like when the Lynx, you know, we lose game four out in Connecticut, well, we give up 92 points.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Cheryl's recipe is always holding teams. You know, you got to hold teams under 40%, keep them out of the paint, and then move the ball. So if I had to say defensively, you know, paint points, probably first that, you know, and probably like 1A, 1B is then just defending the 3-point line. And then offensively just continue to do what they're doing and just, you know, they assist really well. We just got to keep that going and keep moving the ball so it doesn't turn into, you know, one-on-one against some of their bigger players.
Great as always. Tell Ben I said hello. Thanks so much.
I will.
I'll reach out again during this series. I appreciate you coming on.
Okay, absolutely. Thank you.
Lindsey Whalen, 32 past 2. Couple legal matters. When we come back, Jason's back. He'll take you home, starting a little past 3 here on CCO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.